This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. In Fort Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com.
10:05 on TSN 1040. Sick Harris, Price, the midday show. We are with you for the next 4 hours, and we're coming to you live from the Den, Thompson Rivers University, BC Lions Training Camp, a presentation of Tourism Kamloops. Kamloops is a mountain biker's mecca. Experience it for yourself. Plan your next great adventure at tourismkamloops.com. Nat Sakaris alongside Blake Price, Canberra operating on site, Eddie Gregory hitting switches and conducting things back at the Hastings Racecourse Studio. Live racing this weekend starting at 150. Admission is always free. More info at hastingsracecourse.com. And you, sir, can apparently attest to mountain biker's mecca.
Oh, I've tackled a couple of the Tourism Kamloops reads already. We played fabulous
golf.
We played golf
and you mountain biked. How about that?
It was a honestly, for those that haven't, and for those of you that are on the wrong side of 40 like I am, Vancouver can be a little intimidating on the mountain bike circuit. It's pretty tough. The North Shore, while it might be softening a little bit, it's pretty intimidating mountain biking in North Van. Kamloops is amazing. It's just really accessible, yet still fun. You can get as extreme as you want, but it's beautiful. Oh, love it.
In terms of biking, this community has a rich, rich history, right?
Catherine Pendrell's from here, I believe, isn't she?
But the whole notion, what they got up there at Whistler, Crankworks.
Yes. Yeah.
And the course that they've got it set up there with all the jumps and everything. Did a story on this years ago for the Globe. But that sort of like free riding genre started here in Kamloops, if I'm not mistaken, off some of the big dunes and whatnot.
Well, there's a big bike park here not too far away from Sun Rivers, on the other side of the highway from Sun Rivers, actually.
Yeah.
Big bike park for the big air folk. That's, again,
yeah,
not friendly to the over.
No, it's probably not. Probably not. I would suggest you probably get some practice in before you get too adventurous on that file. But, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, some of that started here in Kamloops. Some of the early originators of all that started here in Kamloops.
Pendrell's from New Brunswick, but I know that she does come around these parts and bike as well. I've seen her name around here, so... yeah, it's great. People should check it out.
All right. Let's get into a few items before we get to welcome Matt and the poll question here. First of all, the Jim Benning interview with Pierre LeBrun. We're going to get that for you in its entirety. Oh, great catch by Pilar. We'll get you that in its entirety next hour. We're going to do it just after 11 o'clock. So Benning with LeBrun, several of those comments. Oh, not Pilar. Carrera and Center. Is that Carrera and Center?
Carrera
and
Center.
Several comments are making some rounds on social media and getting deconstructed. One of them, I got that entirely wrong. It wasn't Pilar and it wasn't a catch.
it was a ground rule double.
Boy, the ball got out of there quickly off the hob. Anyways, 3-1 Reds top of the second against the Jays. Up the dial on 14.
We'll just be quiet now.
Yeah, I'll cease and desist with the play-by-play.
It's a tough job, huh?
Somewhere John Abbott is saying to himself, you see, Matty, it ain't that easy.
Yeah.
The notion of Jacob Markstrom being our goaltender of the future, which apparently he has since clarified.
More on this
with
the price,
Ben
right.
Kuzma.
Yeah.
More on this than the price is right. Okay, so here it is. The quote, we've been grooming him to be at some point our number one goalie. I don't know when that happens, but that's our goal. And then Kuzma has since tweeted again saying, just talked to Benning to clarify his Markstrom quote about being the starter moving forward. He meant eventually.
Yeah.
Not now. So you wonder if Ryan Miller's camp balked at that a little bit because they were supposed to talk to Miller's camp this week. Also, I see he's getting a lot of flack for Jacob Markstrom would be the oldest goalie of the future.
Yes, yeah.
One could imagine. at, what is it, 28 years old?
In the middle of the season, yeah.
Which I don't believe is accurate, actually. When did Dominik Hasek seize the crease? He was later in life.
There's been late bloomers, but those have been not so much guys that have been groomed. Those have been guys that have just burst
come out
of the scene.
Yeah,
I think.
Tim Thomas, Dominik Hasek, who got a later start in life. But the fact of the matter is it is goaltender. They can play a little longer.
Totally.
And so you can still get a 10-year run out of a guy at 28 years old. I actually thought, when I first read the comment, it was surprising because Wither, Thatcher, Demko, which I thought the plan was for him to have one more American Hockey League season and then be ready to step in, maybe not into the starters role.
Right. A couple years
back. But into an
up.
NHL crease, and ultimately he would be the goaltender of the future. If he outplays Markstrom, because you imagine that Markstrom at that point, has the first opportunity. Nevertheless, I think this is a little bit more tempest in the teapot than it is critical issue for the Vancouver Canucks. But I'll say this, messaging, more clunky messaging from this franchise and management. So we'll discuss that a little bit. What I thought was even more interesting, and it's going to be our Subway Fresh Take poll question, is Benning's admission to Pierre LeBrun that they are looking to trade up in the draft. And I know sometimes Jim likes to, give the fan base some red meat, give them something to be excited about.
Well, it's confirmation that he's doing his job too, right? I think he wants to make it clear, don't worry, we get it. We know what we should be kicking tires on.
I'll give you the quote, then we'll get you the poll question. We're going to talk to those teams and see what it entails. Those teams meaning those picking above them. But we feel at five we're getting a real good player. We're going to do our due diligence on that and see if there's something that can be done. And if not, we're happy with the fifth pick. And he goes on to say, we feel at five there's good enough players in this draft. The whole notion of moving up for me, though, are they in a position to trade quantity for quality? Because I still think quantity is required here.
I mean,
and if you're talking about trading up to number one or number two and getting a crack at one of these two premier tier one prospects, Patrick or Hischier, okay, I get that would likely be an upgrade on what you're getting at five. But what's going to be the cost of that?
Yeah, the price doesn't return.
You're talking about trading up to, say, three. Well, there's a fair chance you might be able to get the guy you want at five that you would have taken at three.
You have to be extravagantly in love with somebody that you are willing to pay the price because you know something that nobody else in the league knows, and you know that player is the best player in the draft, and I can steal him at three, and I'm convinced 1,000%.
Yeah.
But rarely can you have that level of confirmation. Rarely
you basically have to be my Chicago Bears at the last NFL draft. Yeah, we'll trade you three picks to move up one spot to take this quarterback Trubisky.
Because we are convinced
that he's the stud that's going to carry this franchise forward. Anyways, Subway Fresh Take poll question. What should be the Canucks' aim with the fifth overall pick? Trade up, trade down, stand pat. You could vote at tsn1040.ca or off my Twitter account at Nat Sakaris. Subway's new panini, not just a panini, a melty, cheesy masterpiece crafted on warm ciabatta, quality seasoned meats, crisp veggies, free of artificial colors and flavors. Just get you a quick rundown here before we get into the crux of the show, the welcome mat. 10:30, Nick Dasovich is going to join us. We'll talk some Caps. We had said they have found every which way to lose the Canadian Championship Series. They found a new novel way yesterday by giving up a couple of penalties in a wide-open match against the Impact in Montreal. They lose it on aggregate. Not the biggest, for me, not necessarily the most hurtful defeat. They won this tournament last year. They moved forward. They got to the point where they came up against a Mexican juggernaut that they just weren't going to beat, were no match for. So that this keeps them a little more focused on MLS play during the course of the year, I don't think that's a bad thing at all. What I do wonder about, and I saw Patrick Johnson in the province wrote about a penalty that they should have got just off the box in prime scoring position, and
whether or not Carl Robinson and his comments about the officiating from Saturday's loss on, yes, an injustice against the Caps, a penalty that shouldn't have been a penalty. But nevertheless, I wonder whether Carl, being as strong on that official as he was, and not necessarily being as strong on, we had our opportunities, including a penalty that we didn't take advantage of, it's on us. I do wonder whether that has given the players an out this week. We'll talk to Dazzo about that at 10:30. At 10:45, we're going to go to Roland Garros, Paris, Mark Master, Masters TSN's tennis reporter. Milos is through to the third round. Jeannie with a comeback victory, and we'll talk to Mark about the forever interesting Jeannie Bouchard, the highs and lows of Jeannie Bouchard.
Absolutely.
As well as new CanCon at the tournament. She lost today, but Francois Bayanda wins a match at a Grand Slam.
She lost to Caroline Wozniacki, too, so no shame in that.
No, exactly. Well, she didn't just lose. She
got spanked.
Love and love. But nevertheless, the fact that three Canadians won singles matches here, and one of them is not named Vasek Pospisil.
Yeah, who won a challenger event last week, but is not in the French.
Chose not to play the French. That is progress for Tennis Canada. 11 o'clock, as mentioned, the Benning interview with Pierre LeBrun. 11:30, we're going to talk to a couple of the big defensive linemen for the BC Lions, Mikhail Brooks and Bryant Turner, two guys who made an impact last year in the middle of the defense. Brooks back this year with a new contract after testing the NFL waters. And speaking of Wally Waddle last night, Brooks was the guy who got them going at practice yesterday. Yesterday was a pads practice, a little bit more intense than what they had done the first few days. When the intensity turns up, you need some guys on the field to make sure that intensity resonates. My understanding is Mikhail Brooks was that guy yesterday. Just after 12 o'clock, we're talking to Hunter Stewart and David Foucault. They're sort of competing against each other at left tackle, although Hunter Stewart apparently has done an excellent job there already in camp. The offensive line dominated the defensive line yesterday, is my understanding. Not a headline you often get at a Lions camp.
It's a good start.
And Foucault, of course, the big trade that the Lions made with the Alouettes, a former National Football Leaguer himself with the Carolina Panthers. So we'll talk to those two gentlemen. Foucault's apparently a big, jolly, happy personality. And at 12:30, Ray Ferraro on the Stanley Cup Final, Game 2. Scott Rintoul just after 1 o'clock, voice of the Lions. Let's get to the welcome mat.
This is TSN 1040 Vancouver.
Nonsense.
And you're listening to Sakaris and Price.
Can we get serious?
Time now for the welcome mat.
He's wrong, and he couldn't be more wrong if his name was Mr. Wrong, and he was the mayor of Wrongville.
Brought to you by Able Auctions.
Yeah, let's go.
In principle, I am for video review. We have evolved, and technology teaches us things or reveals new information to us on a daily basis. There's so much more money involved in pro sports these days, jobs on the line, that we should strive for accuracy by most, if not all, means. And yet the one thing that video reviews sometimes robs us of is those sporting debates surrounding missed calls or incorrect calls, not to mention the spontaneity of instant victory. The buzzer beater. But did he get the shot off before the buzzer? The officials are huddled by the scorekeeper's monitor. Hold that glee, folks. We've got to check video review. It is often called the human element, and we used to accept that humans make mistakes, and that's part of sports. Reared its head last weekend at the Caps game, and head coach Carl Robinson went on an ill-conceived tirade about a penalty that he believes cost his team the game. No matter how many crossbars the Caps hit, no matter their own missed penalty, no matter their own missed opportunities. And the case could be made that soccer needs more technological oversight. One referee and his assistant seem overmatched by the dimensions of a massive pitch and the subtlety of a handball in the traffic. Which brings me to the NHL and the disallowed goal for Nashville in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Post-media columnist Steve Simmons today with a piece on David Poile, Nashville's longtime general manager, and just about the least controversial guy you could come across. Can you think of a GM in the league, Blake, who is less likely to make a stink than David Poile?
No, Doug Armstrong, man.
Even Army's got a little more fire than Poile. Poile's the anti-Brian Burke, and he would never go on a Burkean tirade, even if Arvidsson was legitimately Swedish for punch me in the back of the head. It could be. We don't know. Poyle said he stayed up all night Monday watching replays of the disallowed goal as many as 50 times, and he still can't see the offside. And neither can many of you. And put me in the camp of, if it's not conclusive within a minute or two with regular camera shots, then a long delay looking at every angle in slow motion is probably too exacting. Too exacting a standard for an impatient audience and for officials who are mayors of Wrightville so much more often than they are mayors of Wrongville. That this call came and changed game one just minutes after Commissioner Gary Bettman said the rule is working exactly as the league intended, that these millimeter lifts of the skate blade at the blue line was what the league intended to crack down on, not the blatant offsides. Well, put it this way. This isn't the first or the last time that the NHL looks foolish in implementing, explaining, or rationalizing one of its rules. It does, however, have the capacity to haunt Bettman, especially if there are more controversial goals or disallowed goals because of video review in this cup final. Will they amend it this summer? Well, they amended the skate in the crease rule following the 99 cup final, no goal. Now, unsure if the commissioner doubling down on skate in the doubt commissioner doubled down on skate in the crease in the minutes before it happened with Brett Hull in Dallas against Buffalo. And I suspect that offside review will be amended at some point by the National Hockey League, perhaps when the commissioner's credibility isn't quite as readily on the line. After all, optics matter almost as much as getting the call right. That's the welcome ad for today, and we invite your feedback. The feedback channel is as follows: on email, live at tsn1040.ca. You can text 104040 on Twitter at Matt Sakaris, Matt 2T, Sakaris, SEKERES. Welcome ad brought to you by Able Auctions. Do you have assets, inventory, or equipment to sell? Email sales at ableauctions.ca. Get it sold now. Lindy Ruff made such a stink of skating the crease after Buffalo loses to Dallas in the cup final, the rule got quickly amended. Now, that's Lindy Ruff. The commissioner has doubled down on video review for the offsides here.
Yeah.
Is there a difference there?
There's a difference in terms of
a coach blasts the rule famously, as Lindy Ruff did, that gives the league license to amend it as quickly as possible. If the commish doubles down on what he thinks is a good rule, that means the NHL isn't going to look at it as readily?
No, I think they still have to look at it. They have to look at any rule that, despite its best intentions, is not working. The skate in the crease rule was intended to protect goalies and intended to allow them to do their job a little, you know, more freely.
And they amended it to skate in the crease and interfering with the goal. Other side.
The Bro Jake Show.
You've never been out at 3 a.m. in the morning?
Not driving my car.
You've never come home and told a little lie to whoever you were with and said,
Jake, this is not about you or me. This is about Tiger Woods, who was arrested at 3 o'clock in the morning under the influence. And now that the police report has come out, it's even worse than what we were told. He had passed out at the wheel.
The Bro Jake Show.
Tomorrow morning at 6 on TSN 1040, where Vancouver's sports conversation lives.
Hey, it's Matt Sakaris for the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan. Small business owners, are you tired of chasing insurance rates, changing carriers, and trying to guess what your benefit costs will be? Then you need the Chambers Plan. By pooling small businesses from across the country, the Chambers Plan provides stability year after year to your group benefits plan. You'll actually want your employees to use it. Get in the pool with the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan. For a free quote, go to buychambers.ca. BUIchambers.ca.
Your teams.
Stretch pass. Here comes Horvat. In behind the knee. Shoots and scores.
Your stations.
It's a showstopper.
It is what it is.
Always free.
TSN 1040 and TSN 1410 are now available on iHeartRadio. Radio.
Download the app today.
Eagle Ridge GM, BC's highest volume Chevrolet and GM truck store, is celebrating Truck Month with the year's best offers on the planet's best trucks. Score discounts of up to 15 grand on new GMC Sierras or Chevy Silverados, or receive 0% financing OAC. And to sweeten the deal, Eagle Ridge is offering up to $15,000 in cash back to pay off your credit cards. The time to buy is now. It's Truck Month at Eagle Ridge GM. 2595 Barnett Highway, 2 blocks west of Coquitlam Center.
Eagle Ridge GM saves you money.
Honey, I think we should start looking for a house.
Okay, let's figure out what we can afford.
I just did.
What?
I pre-qualified us for an RBC mortgage.
What, while I was ordering coffee?
Actually, yes.
Wow. What can you do while I get a Danish?
The RBC True House Affordability Tool. Get a personalized estimate of how much you can afford in 60 seconds to help with your home search. Go to rbc.com/60seconds. RBC, let's make someday happen. And don't miss RBC employee mortgage pricing. Offer applies to eligible residential mortgages only. Other conditions apply.
Who is Jonathan Jennings? Is he an auto parts worker? Or is he a gunslinger? Is he a kid in a veterans league? Or will he prove it's a young man's game? Is he just happy to be a starting quarterback? Or does he have something bigger in mind? Who is Jonathan Jennings? The next game will tell us.
BC Lions season membership start at just $25 a game. Join the pride at bclions.com.
Vote on today's Subway Fresh Take poll question now at tsn1040.ca.
It's a good time to be a sandwich lover because paninis have arrived at Subway.
Across the city, across the country, across the world. If you need to ship products for work, just one call does it all. Sphere One Logistics. Hey, it's the Moach. Whatever you have to send, Sphere One guarantees a hassle-free experience. What they quote you is what you pay, no more. And they can also provide insurance for your goods so you don't have to. Sphere One is there for you, around the world and around the clock. Expect more of a company than just low prices or fast quotes. Trust Sphere One Logistics. Learn more at sphereonelogistics.com.
Master tradesmen and master gutter installers, listen up. Troy Theodore here, president of Rental Pro Contractors. We're currently looking to partner with highly skilled professional gutter installers. When you partner with Rental Pro, you'll own your own business, own your own truck, and boost your revenue. Rental Pro will even handle the paperwork so you can focus on what's really important, making money. Take your business to the next level with rentalpro.co. That website again, rentalpro.co.
It's hard to describe the feeling of driving a Volkswagen Golf. So to explain, here's Thorsten Farber, a horse race caller.
It's like you're off. You accelerate with the power of 170 stallions under control of your right foot. G-forces force you into the back of your seat. Then it's clutch with the left foot and accelerate with the right. Oh, wow, what a drive.
Drive it. You'll get it. Lease a 2017 Golf monthly from the equivalent of $55 per week at 2.49% for 60 months with zero down payment. Offer ends May 31st. Visit vwoffers.ca. Exceptional exists for less than you think.
Everyone knows Able Auction sells business assets, but did you know they also buy business assets? If you're closing your business, have surplus equipment or dead inventory, Able Auctions will buy as much as you have. The more, the better. From machine shops to furniture stores, Able Auctions buys everything. To schedule an appointment with one of their buyers, email sales@ableauctions.ca. Able will remove it all, easy and done. To sell your business assets and inventories, just email sales@ableauctions.ca and they'll do the rest.
Get connected to TSN 1040.
Nothing but a lame attempt to have your weak take read on air.
Check us on Facebook.
I love stuff like that.
Here's another one for you.
We do Facebook Live, too.
So it's sort of social.
We're at TSN Radio Vancouver.
Demented and sad, but social.
The home of Vancouver sports conversation on social.
It's Canada's 150, and Montreal joins the party. Celebrating 50 years of F1 in Canada. Canadian Grand Prix. Sunday, June 11th at 1:55 Eastern, 10:55 a.m. Pacific on TSN.
This is TSN 1040 Vancouver, and you're listening to Sakaris and Price.
Nacho Piatti to make it 2-0 on the night, and 3-2 Montreal steps up, and he scores past Richie, who guessed the right way, and it was as if Richie just held back a little bit. The goalkeeper guessed right, but Piatti still stuffs it away. It's 2-0 Montreal on the night.
We're going to get to the Whitecaps here in a second with Nick Dasevich, but some breaking Canucks news. Vancouver will receive Columbus's second-round pick, 55th overall, in this year's entry draft as compensation for John Tortorella. The Columbus Blue Jackets had until tomorrow to inform the Canucks whether or not the pick was going to be relayed this year or in 2018, which was Columbus's option. Heck, it was their option last year, too. But at 55th overall, late in the second round in a draft that's not considered all that good, Columbus has informed the Vancouver Canucks that they will be relaying their second-round pick, 55th overall, to Vancouver this year. So, Vancouver on the clock at the entry draft as we speak. Fifth overall, 33rd overall, and 55th overall.
Which is not bad. Plus, you know, that 55th can now not only be used, it can also be used as currency as part of a package deal.
Well, and the Subway Fresh Take poll question, what should be their aim? Trade up, trade down, stand pat? They have a little more ammunition to trade up.
Right.
If they're so inclined.
Not even trading that pick. Maybe they use the 33rd as a sweetener in the deal because they know they do have a second-round pick coming later in that second round. It's good currency to have at the draft.
All right, let's move our attention to the Whitecaps, who found a new way to lose the Canadian Championship Series, but we'll see how much harm there actually is done here. They lose in Montreal, a little bit of controversy, lots of penalties. Joining us now to discuss, Nick Dasevich, of course, from our Whitecaps broadcast team. Hi, Nick, how you doing?
Not bad, how you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing all right. Okay, so big picture, they're no longer competing for the Canadian Championship Series a year after winning it. Good, bad, indifferent, what's your sense on this?
You know, I'm sure that they're not happy about it because I know the staff and the players and all competitors, and no one likes to lose, especially in the professional level. At the same time, it's a difficult championship to navigate because of the MLS fixtures that come in between it. So it's a tough one. I think the good thing is the positive of it would have been of beating Montreal is to get another two games for the young players. And I think that's the biggest thing that Carl Robbins has used this event for. And you can look at the results. They weren't far off with that young team, so I think they learned something. And let's not forget that obviously Vancouver didn't make the MLS playoffs last year, so this is one part that's going to help them hopefully focus on that one part, which is the MLS playoffs, which is really what you can see that they've focused on this year. So, you know, it's one of those where if they would have got through, it would have been brilliant for the young kids. Unfortunately, they didn't, and you just move on. And it's one of those competitions where, you know, like I said, you gain some experience through it in different ways, and they'll move on from this. And hopefully for the Whitecaps, they can now focus on Atlanta first and foremost and then move on from there.
Yeah, most definitely. Did you have any issue with the officiating last night, Nick?
I didn't. I mean, I think you look at the penalties, a questionable one on the Rosales one, but if you look at it, I think you have to ask yourself a question. If you're the other coach looking at it, would you have asked for a penalty? So I don't think there was a lot in it. And, you know, and obviously if you look back at the DC game, that's where you start pulling your hair out. But I think with the Montreal game, I think it was well managed in a way, and you move on for it. I don't think, I saw Carl's press conference after and he looked pretty calm about it, and he wasn't questioning. I think he's also probably thinking, geez, what else is going to come my way? But it's been a tough few weeks for Carl.
Yeah, and Nick, I got to mention, for the most part, I am fully on board with what Robbo has to say post-match, pre-match. I think he's a terrific communicator.
Yeah.
But I did have a bit of an issue with the referee cost us 3 points against DC United. They had a penalty. They hit three crossbars. They had multiple opportunities against one of the worst teams in the league. Failed to capitalize. When Carl lays it at the feet of that official post-match, does that not give the players an out? If you're in that room, do you not feel like, oh, well, coach is ticked at the officials, not at us, we're okay?
It's a great question, but you have to remember it's such an emotional game, and I think Carl has come in there, and it's tough to do post, and I've done it, it's tough to do a conference after because your emotions get the better of you, and the first thing you think of is that last moment that you think of is that penalty, but yeah, obviously, Teixeira has a chance to slot it in to get the point. And obviously, the three crossbars and different things. So, yeah, you know what? It's one of those where your emotions just get to you and you just say what you want. And I think it's also maybe Carl saying, look, you know, we've been done hard a few times now. Let's start to turn the tables here. So it's almost in a way protecting his players by saying that. But I didn't read too much into it. You know, it's it's a frustrating game. It really is in all accounts. One, you couldn't score. Two is a foul or the free kick that was completely deemed the wrong one. And you look at Ortiz just having a flop. And obviously he's been punished for it, which is great. We want to get that out of the game in North America. I think that culture is, we don't need it in this part of the world. So hopefully they'll get rid of it. But yeah, I don't blame Carl. I've been there, and you start to snap sometimes. And, you know, like I said, I think he's also trying to, like I said, protect his team.
Nick, I didn't.
Donnie and the
Moj. Blair on Facts of Life. That was in your wheelhouse, Henderson. How you missed that?
I don't know what Lisa Welch Facts of
Thank
Life.
Thank you. Great. Facts of Life was like when you were growing up, right there. Boom.
No, wasn't. This series ran from 79 to 88. I was born in 91. Oh, my God.
Pick it up, Hendo. Come on.
B-Mac, Donnie and the Moj.
Today at 2 on TSN 1040, where Vancouver's sports conversation lives.
Hey, it's Donnie for Hometown Heroes Lottery. If you love travel, you'll love tomorrow's travel bonus. Don't miss out on your chance to win this early prize, a spectacular European river cruise, or choose two $12,000 luxury vacations, or take $23,000 cash, plus you're in to win one of six grand prize options. And remember to buy 50-50 tickets, and new this year, Daily Cash Plus. Call 604-648-4376 or visit heroeslottery.com. Must be 19 plus to play. Know your limit, play within it.
Enjoy it over the air at 1040 AM and 103.5 FM HD2. Streaming worldwide at tsn1040.ca and on tablets and mobile phones via the TSN Go app. This is Vancouver Sports Radio, TSN 1040.
Didn't we park over here?
Actually, it was over here.
Yeah, right by the exit.
Yep, this exit. Thanks to available Sync Connect in the Ford Pass app, you can unlock, locate, or start your 2017 Ford Escape all from your smartphone. Lease the four-wheel drive 201A for $138 every 2 weeks at 0.99% APR for 60 months with $36.50 down. That's like $69 a week. Plus, get a $750 spring bonus. When you can get the tech-friendly Escape you want, it's easy to get into a Ford. Details at findyourford.ca.
Looking for a unique bucket list type of vacation close to home? Visit the Shuswap in the BC interior and enjoy your vacation of a lifetime. Enjoy the crystal clear warm water of Shuswap Lake aboard one of Waterway Houseboat's many luxurious houseboats, all with hot tubs and water slides. Entertain family and friends or have a romantic getaway, all at very affordable prices. Check them out at waterwayhouseboats.com or call toll free 1-877-WATERWAY. Waterway Houseboats, where your fun summer awaits.
This week at Lowe's, it's the big outdoor event with huge savings. Save 10% off all in-stock pressure-treated lumber and composite and cedar decking. Save 15% on all in-stock gazebos and lawnmowers. Plus, get 5 times the Air Miles reward miles when you spend $100 or more. And it's the big appliance sale on all major appliances. Save $550 on a Bosch stainless steel dishwasher, now $648. Plus, get 10 times Air Miles on all major appliances. But hurry, these offers end May 31st. See store or Lowe's.ca for details.
How Bell makes having fun better.
Hey, what are you playing?
Titans of Tyranny. I'm up to level 17.
At the bus stop. You're not worried about running out of data.
Do I look worried?
No.
Do I sound worried?
No.
That's because I'm not worried.
Oh.
Now for a limited time, get an additional 2 gigabytes of data with select 2-year plans, plus amazing phones at amazing prices, all on Canada's best national network. Bell, having fun just got better. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca for details.
Tonight on TSN 1410, game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Denny Malkin goes low. Crosby, side of the net, scores.
Preds, Pens. Coverage begins at 5.
RBC Avion presents the Travel Rewards Card Phrase of the Day. Today's phrase?
Wicked awesome.
That's Boston speak for impressive, as in...
This RBC Rewards app isn't just awesome, it's wicked awesome. I booked a getaway to Boston while I was on the bus.
With the RBC Rewards app, avioners can now book from anywhere, anytime for spontaneous...
Wicked awesome.
Getaways. Book a trip to Boston or wherever inspiration takes you with the RBC Rewards app. Avioners can do that. Some conditions apply.
The Harry Jerome Track Classic takes place June 28th at Percy Perry Stadium in Coquitlam. Cheer on Canada's fastest athletes, including Andre DeGrasse, Tickets available now. Just go to harryjerome.com. Get your TSN Radio Vancouver discount golf card and save big on your next round. The card gives you access to amazing discounts at over 25 Lower Mainland and Washington State courses. For more info, visit tsn1040.ca. Take part in the 16th annual Home Life Charity Golf Classic Thursday, June 15th at Northview Golf and Country Club. This tournament supports Connect Place Children's Hospice and has raised almost $550,000 for children and families in our community. To learn more, head to homelifegolfclassic.com. TSN 1040 is now on Instagram. Follow us at TSN _1040 for all the latest promotions, sports updates, and contests. That's TSN _1040.
For more info, check the Hotwire at tsn1040.ca.
Diamond Precast has three good reasons for its two CSA certifications. First, MMCD Platinum requires manholes and catch basins to be CSA third-party verified to ASTM design standard C478. Second, some drainage structures require design standards higher than MMCD Platinum. CSA 23.4 assures CSA certification to all other drainage structure standards. Third, Diamond Precast believes that its customers deserve CSA certified quality every time. Click diamondprecast.com.
This is TSN 1040.
And you're listening to Sakaris and Price.
All right, back here at Thompson Rivers University, BC Lions training camp, a presentation of Tourism Kamloops. We apologize for the technical difficulties that we've had here in the last couple of segments, including I apologize to Nick Dasovich because our interview with Nick got cut off there towards the end. We'll have Nick back again.
I was just waxing eloquent.
Yeah,
too.
You were. You were on your game. Yeah. It's too bad. Aaron Portsline of the Columbus Dispatch has since confirmed our report here from 1040 that the Columbus Blue Jackets will be relaying their second round pick, 55th overall, to the Vancouver Canucks in this entry draft, as was their option as compensation, a rule that no longer exists, for head coach John Tortorella. Columbus had the choice of last year's second-round pick, this year's, or next year's, but coming off a 100-point season when they were close to the top of the NHL heap.
It's a pretty deep one.
And in a draft that's not so deep, 55th yep. overall, I think Jarmo Kekäläinen and the Blue Jackets folks have come to the conclusion.
Pretty predictable.
You know what? It's more than likely that our pick is either going to be better next year or the player we could possibly get in that neighborhood of the draft is better next year. And so Vancouver now holds the 55th overall pick alongside the 33rd in the second round and, of course, 5th overall, which is the subject of our Subway Fresh Take poll question. Should they trade up, trade down, or stand pat from 5th overall?
The other news we should get to from this hour before we get to Mark Masters from France very quickly is the BC Lions have announced this hour an initiative for summer-long, not just home opener, summer-long, $5 kids tickets.
Fantastic.
Which is a fabulous yeah. idea. Fill up BC Play, especially in those summer months. It's a great initiative.
Yeah, okay, let's get to Paris because Mark Masters is a busy boy over there covering all the Canadians. Roland Garros, the French Open, and we welcome in tennis, TSN's tennis beat reporter and our good friend Masters. Hi, Mark.
Tough job. Someone's got to do it. Good to be back on the show.
Yeah, that's right. Milos wins today, but he struggled a little bit in the second round. Can you break down the Milos match?
Yeah, you know what? It wasn't pretty, but you sometimes you have to go through a match like this early in a Grand Slam. He didn't have his A game, especially early on. And when he doesn't have his A game on clay, you tend to get more exposed. And that's what happened in the first set. But I thought he rebounded nicely, didn't spend all that much time, even though it went four sets. Futures Silva, I mean, the guy, he played his heart out today, gave him everything he could handle, and ultimately still round it, even though he loses a set relatively comfortably through to the next round. So not his best performance, but he'd rather have it in the second round here than, you know, in the fourth round against Grigor Dimitrov, if that's how the draw ends up unfolding.
And I'm done panicking about his early rounds here because it feels like several times at the French and in Grand Slams overall, he hasn't dropped a set going into the fourth round, and then he loses in the fourth round. I don't know if not dropping a set is any indication of whether Raonic has got his A game going. I'm inclined to agree with you that, you know, maybe getting a little bit of a hiccup that he has to overcome is maybe a good thing in preparation for the tougher matches.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that because I was talking with Milos earlier and he was saying that in every slam where he's made a really long run, he's had one of those you know, early round matches where he lost a set or got a scare. So yeah. He almost, as a player, subconsciously, it's nice to have that and work through it. So you're kind of battle tested for the later rounds. So I think it was, you know, even though you say, oh, he lost a set to a player ranked well below him, you know, maybe that's not a good sign. I think that it's not a bad sign, and it could be actually a positive.
Let's talk about the women's side, and she was spanked summarily by Caroline Wozniacki, but Francois Banda has the experience under her belt at the very least. Will we hear from her again?
She has the talent. I mean, she, you know, it's funny, 5 years ago when Jeannie Bouchard won Junior Wimbledon, it was Francois Banda, who's a couple years younger than her, who made the semifinals that year and nearly made it an all-Canadian final, and at that moment in time, everyone was saying, Canada's got these two wonderful up-and-coming women's players that are going to be a force in the tour for a while. And, of course, Bouchard took off in 2014 and has struggled since then, but is still in the top 60 of the world. And Banda, for various reasons, she's had injuries. She's also gone through a series of coaches. She doesn't have a full-time coach right now. So for whatever reason, she hasn't clicked with any of the coaches that she's had. Sylvain Bruneau, Canada's Fed Cup captain, is primarily working with her right now and was here. And she's had this talent, but she hasn't been able to put it together. So this was her second ever main draw of a Grand Slam. She came through qualifying, and she ultimately, this was not a good performance. It could set her back. This is the first double bagel of this Grand Slam, and you would have liked to see a little pushback. And I, you know, frankly, you know, her post-match comments saying that she ran out of gas. Oh, it was her fifth match, and it was only Wozniacki's second here. I don't think a great sign. You want someone to be upset. She's got to believe, like, she might not win this match, but she can be in it. Wozniacki went three sets in her first round match, almost got upset by a player ranked below Banda, who's well off the radar. And Wozniacki also had a lower back injury that knocked her out of her tune-up event. And she was well rested in that regard, but this isn't like, you know, a number 11 seed here that, you know, can't be beat. So I think it's a disappointing result, and I'm not sure if we'll see her again. She has the talent. We got to see if she can put it together. But, guys, Milos Raonic just coming out for his interview. I'm going to have to let you go.
I hear you, Mark. You go ahead. We'll catch up later in the tournament. Thank you, sir.
All right. So thanks, guys.
Mark Masters, TSN's tennis beat man on
the Milos beat.
Yeah. Boy, he was tough on Banda, huh?
He was. He was.
I just thought a 20-year-old might be better for the experience, you know, even with love and
totally,
love.
But
I didn't hear the post-game presser.
I guess she burst onto the scene, as post-match. He said, a couple of years ago on the junior side, and there was just a bit of a pause in her rise.
And, you know, here's the thing, Blake. 20 isn't as young in women's tennis as it sounds in other sports.
No, exactly. You've usually been discovered by 18.
If a 20-year-old hockey player or a soccer player, hey, the world's your oyster.
Yeah. You get discovered at 18 in tennis, generally.
Oh, yeah. In some cases before that.
No, I mean on the world level, though, you're winning matches at 18. Yeah. So
the older group has lasted a little longer and had a little more success into their 30s now, and you know, it wasn't too long ago you looked at the WTA or the ATP top 50, there weren't a lot of teenagers. You know, Milos and Jeannie at one point were amongst the two youngest in the top 50 in either side. Anyways, Jeannie goes tomorrow against the 17 seed Anastasia Sevastova of Latvia,
which should not be formidable for Eugenie Bouchard.
Well, but it's the 17th seed.
But that should
be 16-12 this year.
But we know Jeannie can play in a top 25 level.
No,
so that's
no doubt.
It's a winnable match.
Okay, let's get back to this news as we reported a few minutes ago. The Vancouver Canucks getting the 55th overall choice in this year's NHL entry draft via the Columbus Blue Jackets. This is compensation for John Tortorella, and I do believe that this is the final compensatory pick in NHL history. Now, they may change the rule back for a coach or a GM changing sides. They did away with this rule following this decision from Columbus to hire Tortorella, even if it was going to mean compensation to the Canucks. Perhaps they did away with it because at the time people thought, really? A second-round pick for Tortorella? What are they on?
Well, has done a very good job there. We should.
Well, you bring up a really interesting point because the quick ouster of John Tortorella and the season and that terrible March. We all wondered if John Tortorella would ever coach again. Yeah. And we were aghast. The rest of the league was, at least. We have to compensate. There has to be compensation because you've inexplicably hired a guy that we thought would never get hired again. And in the end, I think he deserved to be compensated because he's actually
Had an effect.
He's had an effect.
Let me just correct something I said with Dasovich. The listener picked up. The Caps won the Canadian Championship 2 years ago. Last year they lost in heartbreaking fashion, of course, to TFC at home and that late goal. Okay, so they have the 55th overall now, along with 33rd overall, their domestic pick in the second round, and the 5th overall. The Subway Fresh Take poll question, which really comes into new light now after this news.
Plus the 62nd?
I have it
63rd?
Here.
63rd?
It is 64.
Four. So four picks overall. In the top 64.
Yeah, 64th overall. And then another pick in the top 100, 95th overall, the fourth round pick. You've got more ammunition to trade up now. And the Subway Fresh Take poll question, what should be the Canucks' aim with fifth overall, trade up, trade down, stand pat? For the most part, I've been in the camp of stand pat or even trade down. Because there seems to be a lot of similarity in the overall grade and potential of the prospects from 3 down to about, 8, 9, something like that. And I know the Vancouver Canucks have been coolish to the notion that they would trade down even after the lottery from 5th overall. But if there is a world where they would consider it, my understanding is they wouldn't want to go much further down than 8 or 9.
Yeah.
That they would still want to have a top 10 pick, at least the way they sized up the draft. Now, that could change, perhaps, as they go forward here, taking the combine information and have their final with all the amateurs. And maybe that changes. But Benning telling LeBron yesterday, and telling him before he knew that this pick would be conveyed from Columbus, that they have some interest in trading up, or they're at least going to call the teams ahead of them and see what it's going to take to trade up. Blake with 33 and 55 overall. He's in a much better position.
Sure is.
To exact a trade there.
It's also interesting to see the list of players that they have interviewed so far at the combine in Buffalo. Guys down the list. Talking to Rasmussen, talking to Netchess, guys that are slated to be at the back end of that top 10, if not past that, to the 12s and 13s. You know, they're covering their bases. They want to talk to these guys just in case there are options to move down, and those are the guys that they're looking at. So you have to kick all these tires. You have to see what the price is. I think you even have to inquire about what the price of moving up to 1 or 2. Yeah, I think you have to find out what that price is, because again, they aren't transcendent talents, but they're pretty good. So we'll see what those costs are. We should also mention the other breaking news from today, courtesy of TSN's hockey reporter Frank Ciravelli. The wheeling and dealing. We talked to Darren Dreger about this, and he said, I don't have names just yet, but he expects that there will be player-for-player trades by the Vegas Golden Knights next week starting to be announced.
Well, wait a second. Player-for-player trades. They don't have players right now.
Sorry. Maybe not player-for-player. They do have cut two players, but they're not going to trade them. You're right. So it'll be picks for players, or at least promises. Player for player trade. It'll get convoluted. It'll be a future consideration that will be 2 weeks down the road. So the initial trade that's being rumored right now or reported by Frank Ciravelli is Trevor Van Riemsdyk will be the expansion draft pick. So it'll be a promise of we will take Trevor Van Riemsdyk in the expansion draft, and Chicago also wants them to take forward Marcus Kruger via trade. So again, what that is, what the return, what does Vegas do additionally there? Maybe there's a later round draft pick involved.
Yeah,
but these are the curious trades that will be starting.
there's going to have to be some sort of compensation going back Chicago's way, because Marcus Kruger is not a poison pill contract.
No, it's not. So it's
He's a $3 million player over the next 2 years, 27-year-old third-line center. And Van Riemsdyk is an entry-level right-shot 25-year-old defenseman who's still a year away from restricted free agency. So these are two pretty good assets.
Yeah.
Now, Chicago's $4 million over the cap projected
for next year. Yeah.
So there is no doubt that they have an interest in shedding some salary here. But I would have to think, given the quality of player that they're giving up on two scores to Vegas, that there is going to be some sort of draft pick compensation that's coming back their way. And I don't know if that's going to be one of the domestic picks that Vegas currently holds, or whether or not that's going to be a pick that they somehow acquire from other teams, because we do anticipate that George McPhee is going to cut some deals here to get himself more picks in this entry draft.
But the language and how these trades are constructed and time-stamped is going to be interesting, because George McPhee can probably say to Stan Bowman, I'm going to get a bunch of picks.
Yes, Stan, just hold tight.
Just hold tight.
You know,
and I'll try to get you something in the 50s. You know,
Exactly. But I'm going to get a pick in the 40s. I'm talking to this guy. Yeah. It's either going to be a pick in the 40s, a pick in the 50s, or who knows? Maybe even a late first round pick. Who knows?
Yeah.
But needless to say, that a Chicago Blackhawks team that went down in four games of the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs to Nashville has been now weakened some more. Kruger's a pretty good player.
Well,
Van Riemsdyk is.
They're going to be given more time for Schmaltz and Vinny Hinostroza and stuff like that, right?
No, I hear that, but they're still waving goodbye to a couple of good players.
To a veteran NHL player who we know can play at the NHL.
Oh,
level.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, who is not, at least by my mind's eye, is not horribly cost expensive at $3 million per. 1 hour in the books, 3 hours to come. Canucks Lunch Playoff Edition starts in earnest on the other side. Price is Right. We will play you Jim Benning's interview with Pierre LeBrun. Tell Me I'm Wrong is coming up, and we'll talk to some Lions as well. That's hour two. Sakaris Price, TSN 1040.
This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. In Fort Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com.